Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, so good to be back with you. I just couldn't get up at 5 a.m. Didn't want to get up at 5 a.m. in Bora Bora on my vacation. So thank you to beautiful Nadia that she came in to be with you again. I know from all your emails that you love her anyway. So I feel good when she comes on and takes over the show for me. All right, so it's this Wednesday, guys, our webinar on politics, our bipartisan, neutral information that the channel is bringing in for guidance for all of you. And there's some pretty amazing information, too. I really don't want to piecemeal it out like I usually do on webinars. This webinar is free. You do have to sign up, and it's a good thing. We have over 200 people on this call so far. So that means we have to expand on instant teleseminar, our bandwidth or something that I don't really understand and don't care to. But anyway, you have to sign up. So if you haven't, do it. And please remember that your confirmation, you need to save that, because that's the link you will listen to after it's posted, okay? We don't send out a separate link. It's the same link. I have gotten a few emails that for some reason some people are having trouble signing up. Lauren will take care of that first thing tomorrow morning when she gets in. And again, thank you so much for all of you who have supported Gabrielle's book. We're over 1,500 books sold, which is pretty unheard of in the first month and a half or whatever it's been for a self-published book. Lot of influences are finding it and blogging about it now, and you were the beginning. Those of you that are just joining us, I want to remind you that if you go on Amazon and purchase Eat, Pray, hashtag FML, by Gabrielle Stone, I'll send you one of my most valuable programs, The Little Child Experience, or if you already have that, you can choose another for an equal or lesser value. All righty, so let me get to the information. It was interesting, this trip to Bora Bora for me, because I found myself the second day not being very happy. Here I am in paradise, and I do mean paradise, and I'm not happy. I'm going, okay, what the heck is going on here, because this is not where I want to be emotionally and mentally, and certainly where I want to be physically, or was it? So what it came down to is the fear of freedom, of just being able to be and create and not do. And that led the information coming in into a whole big bag of worms about the fear of freedom is literally a virus within all energy. That when energy knows what to do. I'm testing myself as I'm speaking here because new stuff is coming in. It feels safe. And when it doesn't know what to do, it doesn't feel safe. Now, that's kind of a conundrum because most of us live our lives saying, I don't know how, I don't know what, I don't know if, right? And that creates energy not being able to free itself into the creation of what it wants to be. So then this morning, right before they call, they took me to core belief number 12, which is, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Speaking about freedom, even though I love you, freedom, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you by not taking the responsibility of telling you what I want you to create and how I want you to create yourself. The positive of that is, because I love you, I am a part of you, and we create together. Let me say that one more time. Speaking to all energy around freedom, because I love you, I am a part of you, and we create together. I love that. Then they went on to talk about stress, because, you know, we've talked about that a lot on the show, that we love to kind of live on this roller coaster, except at Disneyland it's fun. In life, ultimately, not so much. But we're taught that the high is, oh my God, am I going to be safe on this turn? And that creates a lot of stress. And stress is literally a virus. And that equals our electrical signal from our heart and our brains going out to the universe going, I need stress. If we're addicted to something, we need it. And it was very interesting to me on my boat ride back going to the airport to come home. The woman back of me was saying to her friend, oh my God, I have to go back into the work world. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Oh my God, this is going to be so awful. And I'm going, oh my God, I get to go back to work. I get to go back to my healing sessions. I get to go back to my auditions, right? So it was very clear to me that for me, the balance of the two worlds, and this is true for everyone, if we want to be joyful about our freedom of creation, we want to create the balance so that we're not creating from stress, that we're creating from choice. I want to do this, you know. And then yesterday in a private session, I guess it was Friday, they talked about the four seasons. For everything, there is a season. You know, if you think of farming, there is a time to labor and plant. And then there is a time to rest and nourish because you have to allow the crop to grow. And then there is a season where you have to labor and tend what you've planted. And then there is a season of dormancy, where everything rejuvenates itself again. Well, we're no different, guys. So when the next time you go into a period that slows down for you, go, oh, I get it. This is the time I get to energetically and creatively plant what I want to grow. So use that time. Use that time to visualize and get clear and, you know, you don't have to, and you shouldn't wait for the new year and the new year's resolutions to do this, because the seasons happen a lot more than that. The season of planting happens a lot more than that. So then I was sitting there going, well, why aren't I happy, right? And the channel said, wrong question. And as soon as I heard that, then it came in, oh, the right question is, how do I be happy? And the answer was, just choose to. Didn't take me to the sheets. Didn't take me to a movie or a book or a song. Just choose to be happy. And I'm pretty sure that's where we're at, guys, is let's start asking, how can I? And then, as Nike says, just do it, right? Then we were directed to the integration of the whole brain around the celebration of freedom. So let's all come together and direct the integration of our whole brains around the celebration of freedom. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. And so it is. Then on a totally different subject, they want you to know that animals literally perform incredibly positive functions in our world by absorbing and balancing our stress. Now, technically, of course, they've done a lot of studies to show that animals and having an animal lowers your stress level, is good for your heart, even goes into, as we know, diabetes and the balance of all your organs and all that stuff, your serotonin, because they're peaceful and they ground you. So they want you just to be aware of the fact that your animals are serving you and to serve them with love and appreciation for that very important duty that they have chosen to serve with in this lifetime. And then the last thing, while I was there, of course, this last mass shooting happened. And this is all kind of part of the politics webinar, I think, that's coming in. But I was sitting watching all the vigils where everybody was singing Amazing Grace and praying for the victims. And the channel screamed in my head, God helps him who helps himself. And I went, whoa, okay, well, in regards to this, and I claimed that I was very clear about what that meant in regards to watching these vigils and everything. And basically, in a nutshell, it was, God can't take away the guns, guys. We've got to do that. And then God can help us create the peace we want. We have to take action. We have to know what we're going to do, what we want. And then God and all energy, whatever your term is, it the all thought and all possibility of peace and freedom can happen. Now, they're admonishing me right now. They don't like the words take away. The highest words that are neutral are make decisions about guns that support freedom, love, and hold on, what were we talking about? The virus of stress is where we're going to. So peace and love and joy and all those things that we know create on the highest level. We have to make decisions, strong decisions, about what we want in order to reinforce those things. And then the energy can respond. Right now, the energy is very confused because one person's yelling, yes, guns, and the next person is yelling, no guns, and the energy is stagnant and doesn't know where to move. So your job is to really sit down and decipher within yourself what is important and how you can direct the energy to create what you want in this world. From any point of view, your job is to do that. Okay, can I go to the calls now? Wow. Oh, they want us to balance this first, invoking the symbol, the formula. The symbol and the formula, remember, neutralizes everything but the truth around what we're talking about. Invoking the violet flame and the golden light, I am divine love, and so it is. All righty, here we go. Should be one show. We're going to start with Tina in New Jersey. Hi, honey, you're on.
Happy Sunday. How are you?
I'm great, baby cakes. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for having your show today. I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
You left him today?
No, I said, no, not at all. I said I wanted to ask about my relationship with him.
Well, what do you want to ask? Be
just
more
whatever
specific.
Spirit has for us and why we came together.
Why you came together?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheets, book, give me a song, any song that pops in.
Oh, I think a church song. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I am a
give
friend
it
of
to
God.
Me. Give me what the lyrics are, honey.
Oh, I am a friend of God.
Okay, so that's pretty easy. You came together to, both of you, explore your experience of yourselves as God. But they're also saying there's very differing agendas here, that when you understand that, am I going to a core belief this page? Okay. So one of you knows that you are God and the other one doesn't. One of you knows that you are in charge of your own creation, and the other one doesn't. And you came together to explore the meaning of all that and the truthfulness of all that and the balance of all that. So which one of you knows your God?
I do.
Okay. And are you trying to teach him?
Yes.
Okay. And what's his resistance?
He's listening, but I guess as an alpha male, you know, it's new to him. I have to be very gentle and soft with it. So I have to be very patient. So when we talk about things, if I bring it up, he'll say something. Like one time we were discussing something and I kept saying it. He was saying it from a logical point of view. And I was like, no, babe. No, it's
yeah.
Just like, what do you think
I live
about
with that
way?
Too. Okay. So I'm going to give you a point of view that's going to make it a lot easier. And this is the really awesome talk that I did in Oceanside. If you approach God, guys, as all thought and all possibility from an energetic point of view, it's a lot easier to... God's a loaded word for people. The word God has a lot of limiting connotations from childhood, religious stuff, and eons of past lives. So start talking to him in terms of all thought and all possibility, because all thought and all possibility is really the definition of God. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Good question. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Huh. Oh, wow. I'm up here in Alaska house-sitting for my friend, her dogs, while she's back east. So I love the piece you brought in about our animals, because, boy, I feel it with these two beauties.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
They are really, really there to help keep us balanced. And what greater service could anything give than that? So
yeah.
Do you have a question
yeah.
today?
I do. I want to assert that I am fully in alignment with accepting and living in freedom.
Okay. So stop right there. Everybody, did you hear her words? I want to. That means you're not doing it.
Okay.
So,
so
I
right
am
now,
asserting.
I am.
Restate it again. I am asserting.
Yeah, I am asserting that I accept and live in my freedom.
Yep. Okay. And
awesome.
I want to remind everybody that freedom doesn't come from outside of you. So living
right.
in my freedom means I live within my freedom within myself. Viktor Frankl's
Absolutely.
Book around his experience in the Holocaust speaks to exactly that, that no matter what situation you are in, you still are in choice about what experience you want to be.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. So I think that shift happened, well, maybe right now, maybe this week. I had an
Okay, let's take out the word I think, because you're going to get
okay.
a different test if you use that word. That shift
yep.
happened this week. I get a yes. I get a big yes.
Yeah, and the dogs helped. I came home after being
yep.
out for a couple of hours, and one of the dogs had exploded a can of bear spray in the living room. She
oh,
punctured
dear
it.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And welcome home. Okay.
And welcome. Yeah. This is my friend's house, her brand new carpet. I walk in the door, start coughing. It's pepper spray. It's oil with, you know, extract of
yeah.
red pepper in it. So it's everywhere. And it was, you know, reasonably late at night here. My friend is back east. You know, I really had a profound experience of feeling all of my old patterns of helplessness and overwhelm and aloneness and, you know,
yep.
all of that. And so I, in the moment, was still able to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, doggy, for helping me wake up, because I could feel how this experience was calling forth parts of myself that were just really
asking
to
be redirected. Yeah.
And needed to be redirected.
I'm powerful
yep.
and I'm supported, and I bet it all worked out just fine, didn't it?
It all worked out just fine. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I figured out what to do in the moment. I figured out how to get us all to bed. Figured out, you know, contacted my friend. We got the carpet cleaners. You know, somebody came, took the area rug away. It's all fine. And
yeah.
the dogs since have been amazing. They have responded to me stepping into my power. And I know
you bet.
That nothing like that will happen again.
You bet. And I loved your words that you said just there, Emily. They responded to me stepping back into my power. And that's how energy works, guys. When
yeah.
you get yourself in alignment with your power and your knowing and your clarity, all energy must respond to you. Awesome. Thank you
yeah.
for sharing that, Emily. That's a great,
yeah.
great expression of how our work shows up in the most mundane but important ways in our life.
Absolutely.
Thank you, darling.
Absolutely. And welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And we're going to go to Kim in Phoenix. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello,
glad
baby.
You're back. I've got some good news. Are you ready?
Good.
You're ready for it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I accepted a job. I start the 16th with a new company. Yay me.
Oh, indeed. Yay you, Kim, because I want everybody to know this has been a journey for Kim, and she
mm-hmm.
relentlessly stayed on top of herself and where she needed to bring herself back into balance. A lot of you have been on that road with her on the shows. So what do you think finally created this coming to fruition? What did you get into alignment, Kim, within you?
I think the term of being in service to a company, and it's not all about me. It's about everybody and moving forward.
Yep.
And I think getting out of my way.
Yep. I get a yes on all of that. And the last thing the channel wants to add is the clarity of what you really wanted.
Ah, okay.
Because you know, we all want a lot of things, guys. It isn't always the easiest for me to take my acting and my healing work and the conventions I do. There's a lot of tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get clear, very clear, that everything was working out together harmoniously for the highest for everybody. So if I couldn't be there with you, if I'm shooting, then I know I have recorded sessions that are very powerful that will serve you. I know that Nadia will come in and serve you, and I trust her implicitly because we do work weekly together. I know that whenever I do the conventions, I say, I'll sign this contract, but you have to know I have to be free from this hour to do my show. And they always say yes. That's when I take my lunch hour. So there are ways to work everything out if you are clear and know that you're doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. And then also I think the last piece was I can have it all. Well, you were just talking about that. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Kim. Because otherwise, you know, all places pick up your confusion and your lack of commitment because you don't know that. So yippee for you. I get that it's a good job and a good paying job. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
And so you brought together a lot of the things that you wanted to create in this job, did you?
It's a new position. So it's kind of being, they told me what they want it to be. And I am going to create it with them. And
okay, so I am creating this new position.
This new position.
This new position successfully and joyfully while I work in harmony with everyone else. That's a complete statement for you. That's beautiful. And the last part of it's important, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
While I work in harmony with everybody else or all other energy or however you want to say it. Awesome, Kim. Thanks for calling in with that. I'm dancing for you, baby.
Woohoo! Thank you, ma'am.
Woohoo! And yippee! Indeed. All right, we're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, babe. Tell me you have some things that have shifted.
Well, I'm stepping into my power more.
I get a yes on that.
Slowly,
but I get a yes on that.
Yeah. I guess that's the big thing. My boyfriend got, like, assaulted after work 2 weeks ago. So
got a what, honey?
Like, attacked. Like, hit on the head.
Oh, gosh.
Going home from bartending at the wee hours in the morning. So
okay,
that kinda
so what's your question?
Me, I was just wanting to see if there was anything more I need to get in alignment about that or in general, I guess.
Well, the biggest thing I'm hearing, Iris, hold on, we're all balanced. Is anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. Okay. The biggest thing that I'm hearing is you're still – well, back to what we talked about in the very first of the show, you're still needing this high from the drama, this
okay.
virus from the stress, right? And you think that that's going to give you your freedom, but it's the opposite. So when you don't need the drama, you will have a lot more freedom to create what you want. And that's one of the reasons that it's so hard or challenging for you to take action, Iris, around the things we talk about. So I would start working with the part of you that celebrates ease and freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's a second thing coming in about him, and it's more for him than it is for you. There's a lack of mistrust in the world and the universe. Is that true? Does he have a lack of trust?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, so if we are coming from even a subconscious belief that we have a lack of trust, or we can't trust the universe, or we can't trust the people in the universe, we will attract to us circumstances that match that belief. Now, at that point, guys, your great opportunity is to go, oh, I got attacked. So I must be holding some kind of belief system about being attacked by the world,
mm-hmm.
not being able to trust the world. So I'm going to turn that around. What most of us do is, oh, see, I knew it. I am attacked by the world. And then it just keeps manifesting more. It's like a snowball.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to stop the snowball, break it apart, and redirect what you want to believe. Again, let me state this again. Most of our beliefs are somebody else's. All you have to do is go, you know what, that's not working for me anymore. I'm going to choose this one. I'm going to focus on this one. I'm going to feel love and joy and happiness and giddiness around this new belief, because that's what I want. And it doesn't make sense to your monkey mind to do that. Your ego is going to go, well, that's BS. And I'm telling you, we just like Kim, we watch it every day in this community, how we're creating more and more by claiming the positive. And I want all of you to lose those words, I'm trying and I think, and no, I am. And I am doing right now in this moment. Okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, that's all I'm getting, Iris. So all maybe, right. You know, you can share with him a dialogue about, let's start trusting the world, even though it looks like something happened that we can't. See how you can talk to him about that and bring that at least into his awareness, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right,
good to
baby.
Reconnect with you.
Yeah, you too, always. All right, Miss Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's so great to hear your voice.
Thank you,
I
baby.
I
got to
tell
Thanks.
You, as soon as you came on, my whole energy changed.
Oh, well, thank you. I love you too. What's up?
Well, I know that it's about that I shift my vibration, and you know, I've had a week of a lot of health issues, and one of them is this repeat of getting styes in my eyes. And you know, this week the building lost, you know, like a pillar. This guy that's been here since I moved in, and he passed, and you know, we were all very sad and whatever. And then there's another death that is about to happen with a friend and her mother. And
okay, Eileen, I'm going to stop you because they're putting something very interesting together.
Okay.
They want you to claim that you see clearly and accept the circle of life, because all of your health things, there are other things that go into it, but one primary, I'm going slowly because they're giving me the words piecemeal here. One primary source of all of your health problems, challenges, is this fear of death.
Hmm.
So the more you embrace, accept, and deal with the fact that death is just another birthday, instead of trying to what they're showing me is somebody closing their eyes and turning their head away, like they're watching a travesty that they can't deal with, and so they close their eyes and turn their head, you know?
Yeah.
And to really be okay with just sitting with the acceptance of death as a freedom that is everyone's rite of passage. Wow, they never gave it to me this way before. That it's everyone's rite of passage for being an embodiment and learning all of the tough lessons that we learn in embodiment. That it's actually a kind of gift.
I heard the word gift. Wow.
Yeah. A gift into new freedom. Wow, guys, just sit with that and feel into that for a minute. That I can feel a whole part of my energy opening up around that. Because, you know, after 50, I swear to God, in this society, as soon as you turn 50, they get you to start focusing on the end. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So if we want to be in peace about living, we have to be in peace about dying, because that's part of living.
Right.
That's part of our freedom. And that's what they want you to work with and play with this week, this acceptance of that new perspective of death, and that this isn't some horrible thing that's happening to these people, that this is actually their transition into another kind of freedom. Okay?
Yeah, well, I was very happy for him, because he had a hard time for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for
him. Yes, but that kind of mirrors your physical stuff that you're going through also, and the channel is very clearly saying you don't have to own that once you accept this.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, please report back in so that we know, okay? We can follow this, okay? All right, thank you. I want to balance all that, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Thank you for taking
Hello.
My call.
You bet.
Hello. So this has been a great show, as they always are.
Thank you.
So my question is, I would love to ask the channel, I think my outside world seems to keep showing me a disconnect. And I'd love to know what is the most important thing for me to put into balance right now in order to...
Great question.
Yeah,
that's the highest question. That's a correct question. Sheets, book. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
I've been working on the railroad.
Yeah, okay. That whole song represents struggle.
Yeah.
All the livelong day, I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. So there's nothing to do but work. All I have to do is work. Okay? So talk to me. What's your feelings about, oh, my God, I'm not doing enough. I should be doing more, and I've got to work, and I'm not making enough, and I'm blah, 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 all that stuff.
It's a constant. It's almost as a burning at my heart. It's just this constant, I'm not, I've got to do more. I can't do enough. I'm not.
Okay,
you know.
So let's find out why you think you can never do enough and you always have to do more. First of all, they want you to know this is a past life thing. More than 20 lifetimes of past life stuff dealing with this, which means you bring in sense memories of all those lifetimes that taught you this belief in the first place. But in this lifetime, conception, womb, 0 to 5, 0, 1, 2, 3 years old with your mom. What comes up when I say that around this, I can't do enough, I can't do enough, I've got to do more, I can't do enough, I'll never be able to do enough?
Well, she felt that she needed to work full-time with four kids at home and was always just working, you know, lots and lots of hours. I think she was always in fear that there would never be enough money.
That's true. And so energetically, what you pick up as a child, guys, is, okay, this is the way the world works. I have to be in fear in order to be sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
So the fear actually, you see, this fear of freedom, which creates stress, which is a virus, right, that whenever we allow ourselves to go into this fear, the virus then takes over, just like a cold. The virus that creates colds are always in us, always.
Yep.
But
yep.
We don't succumb to them unless our immune system is weak in some way. And what weakens our immune system? Stress. So it's
yep.
a perfect circle, isn't it? So that's where it started. But also the channel is saying what you didn't realize, and I got kind of chills around my own mother about this right now. What you don't realize is that your mom liked to work also.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a choice. Back then, that wasn't looked upon as anything very positive like it is today for women to go to work. And so she had to, within herself and within the family, keep this illusion going that, oh, I've got to work, I've got to work. It's so hard, I've got to work, we're not going to have enough, so that she could choose to go work. Now, that's interesting, isn't it, guys?
Wow.
Yeah. So they want to give you that understanding so that you can get the message. Look, if you want to work, choose to work, Jennifer.
Well,
balance again, you see. I want to act. I want to do my healing work. I want to do the Sunday show. I want to do my conventions. Those are choices, and I actually wrote an e-blast about that last week or the week before, about felt like I was totally overwhelmed, and I'm going, wait a minute, I chose to do all this.
Yes,
so why do
that.
I have to feel overwhelmed about what I've chosen to do? And that's what you're doing, and you don't have to do that. You're just doing it because you learned to do it.
Okay.
So okay. Just stop, Jen. Just stop every time and go, wait a minute. All right, am I choosing to do this? Well, if I'm choosing to do this and the answer is yes, then I'm going to do it easily and joyfully. And if I'm not choosing to do this, I'm going to really stop and go, well, maybe I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Okay, that's kind of an
yeah.
easy formula, don't you think?
Indeed it is.
Okay, baby.
Interesting.
And that served everybody, let me tell you. That was a huge insight into my own mom, so thank you for that. appreciate it. And it's interesting because Gabrielle and I were talking about this, and she says, oh, Mommy, I just, you know, you just work so hard. And I looked at her and I said, Boogie, I don't feel like I work a day in my life. And unless I take on too much, and then I'm aware of that so that I bring my balance back in. But I said, I don't want you to have the concept that I feel like I have to work this hard and do it. I'm choosing to do this because it feeds my soul, right? Okay, Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. Actually,
hi, baby.
What you just said, I took words I said to my daughter just
good.
This week.
Good.
She said I had to give
great
up.
Great minds here.
Yeah.
Think alike.
I had to give up my Sunday. I go, no, you didn't. You chose to give up your Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you.
So, gosh, I mean, I have so many questions. And I don't know which one is the priority at the moment, but
the first one. Ask the first one.
Okay. Thank you. My husband and I have decided to rejuvenate our renovation company, and I guess I'm just wanting to make sure that everything is falling into place. I feel it is. I'm getting a yes.
I'm getting a yes too, but the channel wants mm-hmm. you to know, and everybody listen to this, please, that the more you know it is, the more it falls into place easily. So make sure you keep your hara line straight, strong, and through the ID point, your chakras open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction, and your heart open mm-hmm. front and back and merged with your whole brain. Make sure all those things are in alignment when you think, talk, and work on recreating this business. And now they're yelling at me, don't use the word recreate, use the word create. Don't think
create.
That, yeah, they don't want you to think about recreating or re-upping this business. They want you to look at it through the excitement of creating a new business for the first time.
Yeah, because I've been struggling with the word, you know, how to, because what I wanted to do was give people the credibility that we've done this for years, but we haven't.
Well, that's
for,
fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just
that's
using
fine.
The right word, but yeah, I want to bring create.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything over again, guys. It's like been there,
no.
done that, right? So, what you can communicate that while coming from the energy and the excitement of this is a brand new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm creating, for example, I'll use the acting world. Every time I finish a film, it's done. I can't go back the next film and recreate that. I am going back as an actor. I am going back as someone who's proficient and successful in my business. I know what I'm doing. I have a lot of history and accreditation, but this new film is a brand new experience and ride.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah, I do.
That's important
yeah.
for all of us, guys, is
yeah.
Everything we create, whether we've created a portion of it or an incarnation of it before, but every creation is brand new. Brand new and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank yep. you.
Claiming the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. I am divine love around all that. So it is.
Woo-hoo!
Indeed. Go get them, baby. Okay. Carla, I can take one last caller, and it's got to be really quick. So okay. What can I do for you?
My husband's on dialysis. I'm spending all my time nurturing myself, holding myself in balance. I'm trying to declutter.
Okay, stop right there, because I want to act that back to you. I'm spending all my time trying to keep nurturing myself and keeping myself in balance. Can you hear the tone of voice and the vibration that you said that with? So it's a struggle.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of work. Yeah, I can't hold it. Like the second I walk
in
the house.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. But not if you look at it from the point of view that it's a struggle.
Okay.
Guys, let me give you the biggest tip about struggle. It's when you accept what is before you to deal with and go, okay, I'm accepting this. I am dealing successfully and joyfully in a balanced way with this.
Ooh,
now,
I love that.
Okay.
That down.
Okay. So you see, the whole vibration in you switched as soon as we said that, because we went from a victim place to a place of clear victory over our own direction.
Okay.
So the first step you have to do in any challenge is to accept it. It's here.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah.
And now I am dealing with this and creating this in a joyful, balanced, happy, successful way. So that's my intention every day to create that. I don't have enough. Hold on. Sheets, book, give me a song. They told me I had to take this call, so give me a song.
My bags are packed and I'm ready to go.
All righty. Do you think your husband is ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you accept that?
Yes. I actually embrace it because he's driving me crazy. It's a struggle watching him.
Okay. Look at all your words, sweetheart, because those words are giving you your experience. Okay, I accept, I release him to his own divine I am presence. I accept whatever journey he is on. I take care of myself during this journey. I honor both of us. I handle this easily and successfully.
Love
okay?
It. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. That was important for a lot of people to hear because, guys, I want to tell you, a lot of people are choosing to leave right now. A lot of people are choosing to leave. As you know, I lost my younger brother a few months ago. I would love some prayers and good thoughts for my older brother who's in the hospital right now. It's a challenge for us to accept, but I want to remind you of what came in at the first of the show, that death is a birthday into a new freedom. Absolutely, it's a loss for us, but it's a freedom for them. And in a lot of ways, just like Carla expressed, it's a freedom for us also. And don't feel guilty about that. With every death, there is a freedom for both parties. Okay? All right, let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.